This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated now on the phone line to take up the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start right here in the Midwest. Tell me about the rainfall that has come across parts of the Corn Belt and what expectations we might have for the next week first, please, Drew.
All right. Well, starting off here, we do have showers and thunderstorms that did move through the central parts of the Midwest last night, and we are going to see that repeated again as we go forward through this rest of the afternoon and overnight tonight as yet another disturbance comes northeastward out of Arkansas. It's already spread rain into a large part of the region. As we go through the rest of the day, it will go ahead and spread all the way up to the Great Lakes region. So for the next day and a half, we'll see additional rainfall across the central and eastern portions of the Midwest. As we get into the day on Thursday, we will find some drier conditions starting to occur. It'll take a little bit of time, but from southwest to northeast across the region, we'll see some drying tendencies. But it's probably not going to be very nice out there until sometime Friday or Saturday. We will still have a big pool of cool air right on top of us tomorrow and on into Friday, and there will be some instability showers that pop up even on Friday afternoon, so we won't be absolutely dry then. The showers that occur on Friday will be much, much lighter than the rains we'll see tonight and tomorrow. But nevertheless, we still won't be able to get into some fields for a little while because of that. The moisture certainly will be good for crop development in the long haul, however.
Do we get warmer next week?
Things do get a little bit better. We have a warm front that will be working its way across the Midwest as we finish out the weekend and into early next week. It will produce more rain for our neighbors to the north, unfortunately, as it moves across the region. And that additional precipitation will certainly delay some farming activity across the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, maybe some areas in northern Illinois as well. This will occur Sunday into Monday primarily. For those of us that are south of that area, we'll probably see very warm weather moving back into the region, warm and humid conditions. It'll be great for crop development. It'll also help to firm up the soil a little bit quicker and get us back into the fields for those areas that still have planting to do.
On the near term, you suggested some cooler temperatures. In fact, we're in the midst of those. Any concern for nighttime temperatures anywhere across the Midwest? I do see some 30s, but it doesn't look like it gets terribly cold.
Yeah, one of the keys to this is whether or not we can get the skies to completely clear off in the upper parts of the Midwest here tonight and tomorrow night. It looks a little bit questionable. I think some areas far removed from this part of the world, up in the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota, I think temperatures will be cold enough for freezes to occur. But those areas are also the furthest behind in their planting, so I don't think there'll be any big impact. For the rest of us, a few upper 30s and 40s will occur, but don't think there'll be anything more than some patchy soft frost in some of the upper parts of the region, and certainly nothing that would threaten the success of this crop.
Other parts of the planet that you're concerned about or that might be having some really good weather?
Well, I think starting off with watching Russia once again. Another ridge of high pressure similar to that which occurred years ago. It started a series of dry years. It seems to be evolving right now across parts of their new lands region. And that's impacting parts of Russia's winter and spring crop production region. It looks like it's going to get fairly warm and dry. They may lose a little yield potential in some of the winter crop, and it may firm up the soil enough to raise some concerns about spring wheat and sunseed planting in their new lands region. So we'll continue to watch that rather closely. It is not a crisis today. It's just going to be getting rather dry over the next week, and we'll have to watch more closely after that. In China, conditions are absolutely perfect. They've been that way for several weeks, and they're going to have tremendous winter crops, so wheat and rapeseed in particular. Their summer crops are going to the ground faster than usual and getting established very well, and the outlook is just great for them. In Australia, it looks like they've had some timely rains in the wheat, barley, and canola production areas, and there is an aggressive attack going on right now for getting some of that crop in the ground, and they're going to have a week's worth of dry weather to help further that cause.
Hey, thanks so much, Drew.
Thank you, and have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner, of course, with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. You can always hear him again on our website at willag.org. Just look for the agricultural weather. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.